We're back from recess. Next on the list is 2015-38 teleconference. Do you have a name for me to talk to there? You said
Dan Sagler or Jacob
Mooney. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Hey, Daniel, this is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging.
Well, good. Just so you know, we are being recorded. You're on speakerphone, and it is being broadcast via the Internet.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to patch in our attorney real quick.
All right, go ahead. Yes.
All right, we're here. Good morning.
Good morning. And the attorney's name?
Dan Seiler.
Okay.
I've actually a third, which would be easy for you guys to remember. Two Dan Seilers.
Oh, okay. Did you let him know that we're being recorded and then broadcast via Internet and also on speakerphone?
I didn't, but you just did, so I think we're good to go.
Okay. Sounds good. This is for property on 281 Friend Drive. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. We're on Rock Ridge Housing Partners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock Ridge Housing Partners 2.
All right.
215 Schaefer Drive.
And then we're pulling up the information that was submitted to us. So we have you. Value, the assessor has your value set at $3,060,843, and you're asking for a total of, Wesley, can you go back up, please? I can't read it. I think it says $1,410,000?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, go ahead if you'd like to.
Before we start, we have not received a revaluation at the $3,060,000 valuation. The assessment, reassessment sent to us on May 20th was for $2,780,000.
$2,780,000?
Yes, $520. And that's the one that's been appealed to you.
That was when?
And I'm sorry, sir, when did you say you received that?
Not sure the day we received it, but it's dated May 20th.
Of this year?
Yes, 2015.
So you're saying you received you did not receive an increase notice on that?
No. Now, speaking with Mr. Pinnell, he indicated he had new software that indicated the higher valuation, but we've never actually received a notice of change.
I think he sent out 18,000 increase notices, so that could be part of the issue, too. One of them might have gotten. Okay, so the value he does have you at, though, is at $3,060,843. Mr. Pennell, is there anything you'd like to?
Just, as always, we do this on a cost approach.
Mr. Pennell's talking. He's explained to us why it's set where it's at.
We use a cost approach, as y'all are quite aware. And this is a Section 42, I believe. And they look at it different than we do on a cost approach.
You said this is a Section 42?
I believe that's correct.
His was based on a cost approach, and then Wesley, can you pull up the evidence that was submitted?
Yeah,
As we've looked at several of these cost approach on these housing developments, what the people that have presented to us have always said that there's legislation in the works now to change the way this is reviewed. So is that pretty well what you're going to tell us as far as trying to get this, on your part, get this thing lowered?
Well, we're not going to, you're almost accurate in that legislation in the works, but the legislation's actually been signed now. It's House Bill 613. The governor has signed it. So there is legislation on the books in regards to Section 42 of property affected immediately. So it's been signed.
On your front sheet, on the actual application form, there's a purchase price of $700,000 that says costs of any subsequent improvements of $4,365,000. So did you put $4,365,000 in it to improve it?
Correct.
And when was that done? Right after your purchase date? Gentlemen, is there anything you guys want to do? Any thoughts?
Were you speaking with Josh?
I was speaking with our board.
I might have a question for you. My understanding, the governor did sign the bill that, I think it's 613 or something like that. Is that right in your thoughts?
That's correct.
Yes, the bill was signed on Monday, July 6th, and had an emergency clause making it the date that he signed it. The effective date of the statute. The statute is now found at 137.076, subparagraph 2.
For the board's info, I did receive a email from someone that the state tax commission was going to give us a, what's the word, valuation or whatever of what that means to assessors. We haven't got it yet. As you all are probably pretty well aware of, these projects look at it one way and assessors look at it another way. We've had the issue of making it a special class, different from other apartment buildings and that kind of thing. And I'm not the most knowledgeable on it, but there's been a number of assessors that have, I shouldn't say a number, a couple of assessors that have gone through the court process and been successful, one of them on the cost basis, and there's been others that haven't, so... The word I'm getting that assessors will probably do something to appeal what's happened that the governor signed, and so my gut says this could go back and forth for who knows when. So, what it's worth to you?
That'd be my record. It'd be my record. Go ahead.
Can we respond to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
The statute is the law of the land. It overrules whatever cases would have held otherwise. It requires the direct capitalization using income-based approach. The only thing that's really in any discretion is what the cap rate is that's used to calculate it, and that has to be based on current market data. The appraisal that we submitted used 7.75 capitalization rate. The net operating income that was referenced in the appraisal is accurate. And will be going forward because these rents are restricted, they can't be changed. So whatever cases may be coming down the line or challenging, it's going to have to challenge a statute that's a law of the land. That is directed expressly at Section 42 housing.
Well, I don't agree with it. I understand it's the law of the land. I don't agree with it. I don't like attorneys, and my family's full of them. So that's no dig on you, sir. But I'm tired of people using tax monies and different things to make money and then turn around and figure out other ways to not have to pay taxes on money that they made and just putting more pressure on the backs of everybody else. But even though I don't agree with it, doesn't mean that we don't have to follow the law. So I do understand that.
It's my recommendation.
But I'm the chairman, okay. So there's three members up here that can actually make motions. So I have to let them do what they're going to do, and I don't know what that is. Unless you guys have any thoughts.
It's my recommendation that we let the assessor catch up on the new law and present something to us, and we'll make a decision on this. You give them all the information that which they're already aware of about this going to the state tax commissioner,
right,
circuit court, and all that, those things. But let our assessor make a recommendation to us on this after he kind of catches up on what the new law change is.
What was that RSMO again, sir?
137.076. Subsection 2.
Thank you very much. So what Mr. Strahan is suggesting is that we allow the assessor to maybe do some research on this, get back to us what his recommendation is, and we'll probably make a decision at that time. And then you'll be notified via letter. If you'd like to call into the clerk's office, you're more than welcome to. I don't know when we'll be able to have that information provided to us. We might call the State Tax Commission here in a little bit, Chuck, and see if they've got anything sent out to you or if they know anything yet. I'll do my own research on the RSMO. I should be able to find that pretty easy. And we'll go from there. Also, like I said, you'll receive a letter, and in that letter it states that you are able to go on to the State Tax Commission if you do not like the decision that was made with this board. Thank you for letting us know and making us aware of the fact that it has been actually signed, because I was not aware of that.
Okay, and we can provide a copy of it to you if you'd like. But
Chuck, would you like me to just email this over to you?
Sure.
He says sure.
It's on its way.
Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to talk to us about?
Well, just because we'll be looking for a notice in the mail, and I know this is a broad window, but is there an expectation of when we should anticipate something showing up in the mail? Is it a week from now? Is it 2 weeks from now? Is it 3 months from now?
Typically, after the BOE closes or ends its session,
5 days after the decision.
How many?
5 days.
It'd be 5 days after the decision. So it should be within 2 weeks.
Okay, very good.
Okay, if not, if you don't receive something, again, just contact the clerk's office at 417-546-7249. And they'll be able to assist you. Okay.
We'll keep our eyes open.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. So they get government funds to put in the housing. Then they get tax breaks because they're Schedule 42, because they can't raise the rents, even they're government subsidized.
You said it very well.
They're already $1.7 million less than their investment.
I'm usually the one that gets a little rowdy. I kind of feel intimidated by you.
All we do is work our tails off and government. I'd like to quit working 18-hour days. Maybe that's what I should do. Probably have more stuff if I just lived off the government, other than my commission job. So don't throw that at me. Technically, I...
Gentlemen, I've been talking with Jessica over in the office, and Valerie Butt said it'd be fine to move Vollhurst to 1 p.m. this afternoon.
But we already did have hers at 1 p.m.
She was at 1:15.
Nope, her first one was at 1.
1, yeah.
And then 1:15. The prior one was at 9:30.
Well,
but it's okay to do it at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Okay. I thought we were moving Mr. Paulson to 1 o'clock. So confused.
Oh, I thought we
were. We're probably going to reschedule Mr. Paulson for another day.
How about Sunday?
You going to pay me double time?
I ain't paying you nothing.
That's why I was there. It's going to have to come out of your pocket.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Come on up.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
And lady. I appreciate you letting me come and talk with you today. I think I'm just trying to understand the whole appraisal and assessment value on the house that I purchased. It'll be 2 years ago, this coming August, when I purchased it. I'm wondering if it was ever even appraised correctly to begin with. I have a copy of my appraisal with some comps, and I've got my sales contract and everything that you all can look at. But I noticed on the beacon that I pulled up anyway, the base area that is written on here or is on here, an adjusted area, is a lot higher than it actually is. And this was as of 6/17 when I printed this off. So I don't know if it changes or.
Did you measure your appraiser measure it?
Did I what? I'm sorry.
Did you measure it or did your appraiser measure?
The appraiser did.
Okay. And it's quite a bit less, you say?
Yeah, and I have, I can show you this. I didn't make copies of it, but.
Correction that needs to be made on that.
Well, unless I'm looking at this wrong, what it shows here on the beacon that I printed off is $5,349. And I've got on the appraisal and my original listing, I've got it too. The square footage range on the listing says $4,600 to $4,799, but my appraisal comes up to $4,600.
Is the appraisal on this, Wesley, submitted on that?
I've got it here if you need it, Brandon.
It's just the main.
Okay, so you have it?
Uh-huh. And here's what I know you can pull this up too, but here's what I printed out.
Got that.
You need that? Okay.
How recent is appraisal?
That was done right before I purchased it, I believe. I'm not sure the exact date, but.
July 2013.
Because it's not on the screen, can you just quote to us what it is?
So I'm trying to find.
Oh, sorry. I had it marked.
That's all right.
It should be.
The comps are. On Tranquil Lane, Fisher Springs Road, and Forest Lake Drive. So they're all legitimate comps. The appraiser was Jeff Jackson.
I didn't make copies of that. Sure.
I've got the contract price. I'm trying to find the actual final. Oh, there it is.
I've got the sales. You mean the sales contract, Brandon?
No, just okay. The actual appraisal.
Oh.
You said you purchased it for $360?
Uh-huh.
Showing the appraisal is at $380, is that right?
Correct.
Do you have, and I didn't see it on there, it went through faster, do you have a purchase or a price that you think it should be assessed at, or an appraisal price that you think it should be?
I think that appraisal amount that's on that Jeff Jackson did, I think it's fair. But the one that, I think the valuation on the Beacon was quite a bit higher that I
It's at 417,811.
I was just wondering about the square footage, though, and if it was really correct to begin with, because that's a lot higher than it.
What it really is?
Uh-huh.
You said 4,600 is the real, and it says 5,349.
Correct.
Chuck, do you have any problems with bring it down to the appraisal, the appraised value?
I'll leave that to you. We went through and reassessed that area in the last year or two on the Whitetail Crossing, and there could be an issue, as you're aware, on the square feet, because we don't go in the place, and so we don't know about corners. Sometimes a garage would be bigger or littler, those kind of things. But we've, as you can see from the pictures, it's a nice looking home. And we've just done it just like we did each other one out there. And they were out and corrected the exterior, the percentage of vinyl and brick. I think maybe they visited with you, is that right?
On the phone, yes.
Yeah. So, again, we've just gone through the cost method the best we know how to do, and, you know, I wouldn't argue that there could not be a little difference on the square feet, because we don't go inside to do that.
I was just out of this location on a road and bridge issue. And Angie has suffered a severe water problem in this house. I don't know whether that has anything to do with anything that could be depreciated or whatever, but I think it's flooded, what, three times in the last month or two?
Yeah. Yeah. And the third time was just yesterday morning.
As far as our part, Danny, we look at it as of January 1.
Right.
And if it's happened in recent times, then that would be appropriate, I don't think.
Right. When they pull the carpet up, it's just information. You can verify this. I was talking to Dwight, because we were out front. They found that it had been flooded in the past because it had, water stains and stuff underneath the carpet and that area. But I didn't know whether that, I know this is for January 1 of this year, but I didn't know whether it was a factor that you used on something like that or not.
Unless we're in an issue like we are at BOE or somebody calls us, you know, we don't know what's happening
inside
at all.
Right.
So,
I was actually talking to the board about this. I know that you haven't made an adjustment, because yours is back in. You just done the reassessment since the first of the year, haven't you?
I'm not. No, I don't think it's been since the first of the year that we were out there. Do you know when we were out off TAM? I think it was in 14 that we were out and did Whitetail Crossing. But
I really don't. I'm not sure.
Is this the appraisal that Jeff turned in to the bank or whoever or however you bought it?
Yes.
However you bought it?
Yes.
So you've got $360 as a purchase price, you've got $380 as an appraisal, and you would be satisfied with $380. Is that what the question you asked her, Brandon?
I asked Chuck.
If he would be satisfied
with $380. What his thoughts on it were, yeah.
Huh?
I asked what his thoughts on it were, yes.
At the $380.
Mike, you have any thoughts?
You have an appraisal as of 2013?
Yep. Shows the contract price up top, but then on the bottom it shows the appraised value.
Yeah, because right now I'm no, you have this too, but right now I'm showing that it is the new appraised value is $438,000. Is that what you showed?
New appraised value, the assessed.
This was the letter I think that I got in the mail.
I'm showing 417,811.
Yeah.
You got a letter saying something different? Well, now, is this what you're talking about, Chuck, though?
This, it went down to this because I talked to, you're not Ron Barry.
No.
Okay. it was an original amount, and it went down to that because she realized that the whole backside wasn't brick.
So it was at 442,925,
right.
Lowered to 438 because it wasn't brick.
Correct.
Then how did it get down to the 417,811?
That's the date on our letter there.
May 20th. Is there a way to know?
Yeah, that was our first mailing of increases.
Those were all 5% or?
No, in this case it would be through reassessment. So if it was. Everything was the same as the previous year, it would be like 10%. But let's see, when was it? So the correction would have been, I think, was 6.3. Let me pull that back up. Which would have been after that letter, of course. Yeah, Rhonda's note 6.3.15, so... The 417 number that everybody's seeing here is after that letter.
And went down again, 6.3?
Yeah, 6.3.15.
Is there reasons, notes as to why? Or,
cause yeah, that was the issue of the vinyl and the brick. She had more brick than, didn't have enough vinyl on it.
So she reduced it then after she talked to me.
She reduced the brick and put the vinyl where it should have been. We do a percentage. We look at it 30, 70, 60, 40, whatever the case. She's got it now 50-50, vinyl and brick.
That's about right.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't know if there was other things, but that's the note she has here. That on 6-3, she changed the exterior vinyl and brick for the picture.
I wonder what the difference is between them, what the tax is going to be between the two valuations.
You're
wanting it at 390?
380. I think she has an appraisal at 380.
Yep.
I know in years past that's what we've done, but I'm just waiting on a motion from you guys.
Well, look, I'm going to make a motion for the 380 according to what the appraisal is. And with the... evidence of the purchase price.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to set BOE number 2015-39 to a value of $380,000. her the appraisal?
Yeah, I'm assuming that Jeff Jackson, on his appraisal, measured it. And if there's a difference between his appraisal and the assessor's office, that needs to be corrected somewhere between them. But
measurement, not appraisal.
I meant, did I say appraisal?
Measurement
on it. I think that needs to be.
And if just we can get a hold of the appraisal, we can check that out.
Yeah.
Get our
I think it shows the perimeter. He had the perimeter measurements in there.
Yeah, he should have measured probably inside and outside both.
No,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you guys.
This is yours.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You don't want to really ask me what the value of it is now. What I think. Thank you guys.
See ya.
Hope you get your water problem fixed.
Yeah,
me too. I'm telling you, my dad fell and hurt his hip yesterday.
Yes, is he laid up today? Or?
He's doing better.
Don't forget this is being broadcast. Well, I'm just letting you know it's broadcast via internet.
I didn't say his name. So. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, he's better. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I just get my copy out here, you think?
Yeah, she'll get it to you.
She'll probably have it at the clerk's office if she has it. Don't bring it in.
Okay, thank you, guys.
How come we have a break from 11 to 1?
Lunch.
11 to 1? That's 2 hours. I mean, I eat a lot. I don't eat that much. I thought maybe somebody else canceled with Drew.
Do we not have Skaggs?
We do. I'm just curious about that. Okay. Wow, they're scheduled for 45 minutes.
Are they in person?
Nope, they're teleconference.
Teleconference. Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Welcome to CenturyLink Conferencing. Please enter your passcode followed by the pound or hash key, and I'll connect you.
72.
Seriously?
I'm sorry. 728201.
Please hold while I confirm your passcode.
It's gonna be wrong.
7280 is not a passcode that I can confirm. Please try entering your passcode again, followed by the pound or hash key.
What is it?
7282 01.
Please hold while I confirm your passcode.
You want two?
Yeah, I want one.
Thank you. Your passcode is confirmed. When you hear the tone, you will be the third person to join the meeting.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
This is Brandon with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Is this Sarah or Ashley? Okay.
And we are both attorneys for Cox.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we have Abby, who is in compliance, but Brandon, she helps out with real estate. And then we have David Strong, who is the CFO for Branson.
Okay.
Yep.
Just so you know, we are being recorded, and we're also being broadcast live via the internet, and you're on speakerphone. The board is up here, as well as the assessor and the representative for the clerk.
Speakerphone as well, just so you know.
Thank you. I said earlier to somebody else I didn't like attorneys, but I won't.
Well, we'll try not to give you a reason to not like it.
Well, I came back with, but my family's full of them, so they can't, you know. So I didn't really mean it. Wesley's pulling up the information for us.
And
so you're saying that the opinion of market value should be tax exempt? Okay. I haven't looked at anything yet, so I'm sorry. Is it, this is the one down Cahill?
Correct.
Have you already talked with the assessor?
We had sent the information in to the assessor, but he asked us to go ahead and submit it to you guys. He didn't want to make the decision on his own without kind of having input from you guys.
Well, of course not. I don't want to make a decision on my own.
Brandon, this property has went on the books in 2008. The value's been primarily the same. And I assume they've changed the use because it was not tax exempt when it was before Cox came along.
Is it changed not because of the use, but is it changed because of the organization of Cox and what they are versus what the organization of Skaggs is or was? I'm asking. I don't know.
Is that? Not really just related to that. I don't think it's necessarily a changed usage necessarily. We did previously have some leases, some outside tenants in that property.
Okay.
And we don't any longer. And I don't know, and David might be able to speak better to that. Like when the rheumatology.
Sure. I apologize. I'm calling in the hotel lobby and the gentleman started a carpet cleaner right now.
Oh, really?
I'm moving.
Okay. So well, there used to be some actual leases on that building, and those went away. It may be a couple of years ago, is my understanding.
Yeah, I can give you a little background on that. When it was originally built, it was designed to be leased to independent physicians, and there was also independent physician ownership in the building, so it was a for-profit entity. The physician owned 52%, I believe, and Skaggs owned the minority share. And so it was a for-profit venture at the time. During the last quarter of 2012, we purchased all of it from the physicians, so there's no longer, you know, a for-profit side, and we're not leasing to external physicians. They're all Cox physicians that are under the same, under the same, that they have to follow the same charity and assistance guidelines that the hospital does. So there's no for-profit venture in that building any longer, and no for-profit ownership.
So the hospital itself, now there is, I'm assuming there's profit there because it's not tax exempt either.
The hospital is tax exempt, yes.
Skaggs Community Hospital.
Correct.
I'm showing that's not, but
it is a tax exempt entity, yes.
Yeah, the Skaggs Community Hospital Association is not for profit with both the state of Missouri and federally.
The association, yes, but I'm looking at the actual.
There was an entity that was named something Skaggs that owned the portion of that that was taxable, but it no longer owns the property rights of the Skaggs Community Hospital Association owns it now.
Wesley, can you pull up GIS, please? Under search, put in Skaggs Community Hospital. Do the one that says 525 Branch and Landing Boulevard. Hit map. So the one that's highlighted and the one right next to it, are those not?
We've got on the parcel to the left there, we've got a value of 169,289.
Okay, and then the other one right next to it. So they are on there, okay.
Which is only a portion.
So what's changed? I mean, we show them that they're taxing, and DC's saying they're not.
We have not changed anything, I don't, to my knowledge. That building that has got the $169,000 value.
The question that we're pulling up is the actual hospital properties.
You mean the actual real estate, not the entity that owns the hospital? Is that what you're asking about?
You know, let me look at it. Hold on, I'll tell you. I'm showing an improvement value of... yeah, there's got to be something there, because it's only $169,000, and you and I both know the hospital, if it weren't not-for-profit, would be worth a lot more than $169,000.
So you're saying that the real estate where the hospital in Branson is located is valued at, you said,
Like $168,000. Yeah, now your other one, the reason I'm looking is because... And maybe there's different entities, and we just all assume it's Cox or Skaggs or whatever. But there
is. Yeah, and I don't know if all of the property in Branson that is owned by Skaggs Community Hospital Association, I don't know if you guys have all of that tax exempt. I'm not sure if you've applied.
Okay. So you have different. So there's Skaggs Community Association, and there's also Skaggs Community Hospital. There's other entities. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Skaggs Community Hospital might just be kind of playing for the Skaggs Community Hospital Association. I don't know if there's actually an incorporated entity called Skaggs Community Hospital. Maybe that's where the confusion is.
Well, and I've got a DBA of Skaggs Community Health Center Campus. I guess what I was looking at
that
was...
That may have been a DBA.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
correct.
Okay. The reason I'm looking at that is I'm just... I wanted to look at one to see if it was tax exempt or not, so it'd make it easier for us to decide on this one.
Gotcha.
But when I go back and see that some are charged tax and some aren't, some are and some are not, that's where my questions came in at. So.
And that may boil down to the actual use, because, like, for instance, this particular building, well, it had partly been owned by Skaggs City Hospital Association and used for not-for-profit purposes. Part of it was also several years ago, as David said, used for a for-profit purpose, so we never went through the process of trying to get like a partial tax exemption. But now that
gotcha.
The building is owned by Skaggs Community Hospital Association, it's not being used by an
okay.
purposes.
So
we're going through the application just for this building at this point right now.
Gotcha. So there's different uses for different properties. Okay. Gentlemen, what do you guys think? What do you want to do? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is let them take it to the state tax commission, let them declare them tax exempt, and then we're not making a questionable decision on it.
Did you hear that?
If you can repeat it, it was a little hard to hear.
One of the members said that he would like for it to go on to the state tax commission simply so that they can make the adjustment and declare it as tax exempt, and that way there's no question in the future as to what they are. Did I say that properly?
Yes.
Okay. So that was one. Now, it was not made in a motion, it was just made in a thought. And there's two. There's two other, now there's three other board members that have not weighed in on it. So, gentlemen?
I would concur with sending it to the state tax commission.
So we have a second that would concur it, but we still don't have a motion to send it on to the state tax commission.
I'll make that motion.
So we have a motion to deny, therefore it goes on to the state tax commission, so you have the ability to do it. Do we have a second?
I'll make the second.
We have a second. We have a motion, a second, to deny BOE number 2015-42 simply so that it can be moved on to the state tax commission. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Would you like to abstain?
No, I abstain because I don't know what's all about.
And we have one abstention. So you'll receive a letter in the mail with the decision. Again, it wasn't a deny because of, I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth, but I'm thinking the board is feeling it's not a denial because we don't agree with it. It's a denial to allow you guys to go to the state tax commission and get this finalized. And does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And they will actually come, you guys are in Branson area, they will come down here and meet with you here, so you don't have to travel anywhere, so they're pretty easy to get along with. You'll receive a letter saying kind of what your options are and how to go with that, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, thank you guys very much, and ladies.
All right, well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
You. Have a good day.
Thank you, you too. And you can tell the guy he can go ahead and start vacuuming the lobby again.
All right. Everybody's got to have a part-time job these days.
I understand. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. No, Eden has moved to the 1 o'clock because it's the same people.
Oh, okay. That's where we have the confusion over here on this end. Because...
Yeah, can I say something?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hold on one second. Do you want to address it as the BOE, or do you want to address it as, hey, individuals just talking and hanging out?
I'm just talking and want to hang out for a second.
Okay, well, then let's go ahead and take a recess until 1 o'clock.